علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. I welcome you to witness and to listen to some of the important statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, words and statements that can cause revolutions in the hearts of people and then can change the societies and the peoples on of the communities. It has some powerful lessons, some words that can create the right change, the right mood for the governance of God, for the worship of God to be prevalent in the whole of the universe. These are very powerful words coming from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they are compiled in the book called Nahjul Balagha. We are discussing the topic of the charter of Islamic governance based on the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we reached this section where we were talking about the prophets, the role of the prophets, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the role of the prophets and messengers is very key, is a very important factor in the development of the Islamic community. Rather, it is one of the biggest, rather it's the pivot of Islamic teachings and Islamic formations and Islamic governance. Where Imam Ali alayhi salam says one of the purposes why the prophets were sent, he says, لِيُثِيرُوا لَهُمْ دَفَائِنَ الْعُقُولِ, so that they can extract those things that are hidden within the intellects.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous session, we discussed about the fact that the Prophet's role is to remove those things that are hidden in the hearts, inside, in the intellects. And this is a very important point, because the heart of a human being is, it has the potential to reflect the attributes of God. The truth of the heart of a human being is its connection with God. It has been created by God, the fitrah of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blown into the human being his spirit. That means there is divine awareness. There is attraction towards infinite beauty and greatness inside the human being. But because of the sins and the crimes that the human being performs, he is not able to have that connection. And that is where the prophets come. Because when they remove those curtains and they give those statements and those guidances, slowly and gradually, that particular potential that exists in mankind to achieve infinite beauty is kind of materialized, is realized and actualized. So this is what we discussed previously. But in this sermon, which is the sermon number 447, Imam Ali alayhi salam also comes and gives certain prophecies, some very important prophecies about what will happen to mankind, what will happen to the Islamic community, what the Islamic community will face in the future. And he says, وَإِنَّهُ سَيَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي زَمَانٌ. He says that a time will come for you, a special time. وَسَيَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ. A time will come to you. You will experience a time. لَيْسَ فِيهِ شَيْءٌ أَخْفَى مِنَ الْحَقِّ. In that time, there will be nothing more hidden than the truth. That means the truth will be the most hidden thing in those days and ages. And there will be a time that will come. Now, people may claim that Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about, you know, the times of Muawiyah or the times of Yazid and the times of the evil rulers. But no, Imam alayhi salam is saying something more profound, which inshallah we shall discuss.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, it can be assumed, as I said in the previous segment, that when Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the time where there will be nothing more hidden than the truth, لَيْسَ فِيهِ شَيْءٌ أَخْفَى مِنَ الْحَقِّ, that time is the time of the Muawiyah and the Yazid and Abdul Malik Marwan and all of these previous caliphs that committed crimes and atrocities. Someone might claim that, but that will be kind of a dishonesty, rather an injustice to the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because you will limit that statement to those particular days. In fact, if you look at the society today, you can even see clearly that even today the truth is hidden from the eyes of the people. That means everything else is apparent. The beauties of this world, the fake world, not the real world, because we have a real world and we have a fake world. The real world is when you use this particular world for its purpose, for what it has been created for, and you have the right perspective regarding the world. But then there is a fake world, the world that is made up by your imaginations, the world that has become the purpose of your creation, that you feel is the purpose behind your existence. This facade, we can say, this apparent glitter, when it overwhelms a person, it is when the truth becomes hidden. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the Quran complains about these people. And he says that يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They only look at the apparent of this world, and therefore the truth is hidden for them. A time will come when everyone will be engrossed in the apparent dimension of this world, and the truth will be hidden from them completely. This time is a very detrimental time. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us and saves us in these times, which are extremely dark and disturbing. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه